Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 14, the full moon in Virgo reaches its peak, accompanied by a lunar eclipse. This is a powerful moment of culmination, clarity, and transformation. Virgo energy urges us to refine, purify, and focus on what truly serves our highest purpose. The lunar eclipse intensifies this process, bringing revelations, endings, and the opportunity to release anything that no longer aligns with our growth. Aries, the full moon in your sixth house, highlights your daily habits, health, and work-life balance. If you've been neglecting self-care or pushing yourself too hard, this lunation demands adjustment. Take this moment to refine your routines, ensuring that they align with your long-term well-being. Taurus, with the full moon in your fifth house, your creative energy is at its peak. If you've been working on an artistic project or navigating a romantic situation, expect clarity. This is a time to embrace joy, but also refine how you express yourself authentically. Gemini, the full moon, in your fourth house brings attention to your home life and inner world. Something in your emotional landscape may need release, a pattern, a situation, or even a physical space that no longer feels aligned. Trust your instincts and make the changes necessary to create inner stability. Cancer, with the full moon in your third house, important conversation may take place. This is a time of mental clarity, allowing you to express yourself with precision. Whether through writing, speaking, or decision-making, refine your words and let go of limiting thought patterns. Leo, the full moon. In your second house, shines a light on your resources, both financial and emotional. Are you using your talents wisely? Are your values in alignment with your actions? This is a time to release financial stress and restructure your priorities for greater stability. Virgo, with the full moon in your sign, you are undergoing a powerful transformation. This is a moment of self-awareness, where you see yourself clearly and recognize what needs to be refined or released. Step fully into your authenticity, knowing that endings pave the way for new beginnings. Libra, the full moon, in your 12th house, illuminates what's hidden in your subconscious. Old fears, patterns, or unresolved emotion may surface, asking for release. This is a time to heal, to trust your intuition, and to let go of anything that no longer serves your inner peace. Scorpio, with the full moon in your 11th house, your long-term goals and social connections come into focus. If a friendship or collaboration has been unclear, expect revelations. Use this moment to refine your vision for the future and align yourself with people who truly support your growth, Sagittarius. The full moon in your 10th house brings professional matters to a climax. If you've been working toward a major goal, this could be a moment of recognition or a realization that you need to change direction. Step forward with clarity, knowing that refinement leads to success. Capricorn, with the full moon in your 9th house, your beliefs, studies, or travel plans may be under review. This is a time of mental expansion, where you refine what you believe to be true. Let go of outdated perspectives and embrace a more aligned path of wisdom. Aquarius, the full moon. In your 8th house, highlights deep emotional and financial matters. You may experience a transformation in an intimate connection or a financial situation. Trust the process. What is being released now is making space for something more aligned. Pisces, with the full moon in your 7th house, relationships take center stage. A partnership, romantic, business, or personal, may reach a turning point. Clarity is key now. If something no longer serves your highest good, it's time to release it and create space for deeper, healthier connection.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.